Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. We continue our discussions. We bring in the great Art Laffer, my dear friend, Chairman and Chief Economist of Laffer Associates, Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, and a new book, Taxes Have Consequences, an income tax history of the United States. Arthur, good morning. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure, Larry.
So I want to talk about this very amusing piece in the Washington Post. Art Laffer still thinks he was right about tax cuts. So this guy, Schwartzman, he does his best to come after you, but he really doesn't lay a glove on you. He just says
he was very nice. He spent a full day with me, Larry. I mean, from morning till noon through night. He is not a trained economist at all. So his dad was an economist. He doesn't like economics, blah, 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 blah. And what he had done is gotten all the comments from other people and then came out. And, you know, he was really nice. I thought it was a fairly even-handed approach. And, you know, I didn't feel that there were any arrows that he threw at me that changed my mind about taxes. I mean, they do have consequences. And, you know, and the opponents, all they do is just call me names, you know, a fanatic, a freak, a weirdo, you know, kook, whatever. But no evidence, Larry, no evidence whatsoever. The Trump tax cuts did work. The Kennedy tax cuts did work. You know, the relationships there are all there. The states with the lowest taxes have the best performance. You know, all of these facts sitting out there have really just kind of congealed to give a very clear picture that you cannot tax an economy into prosperity, period.
The Reagan tax cuts worked.
Yeah, they really did. Kennedy, Reagan, I mean, even the Harding and Coolidge ones worked. I mean, it's amazing.
I was there.
And all of that's covered in the book.
I was there in Harding and Coolidge.
Me too. I remember you were a couple of classes behind me in prep school.
The Liz Truss tax cuts would have worked if they had let her. This is so interesting.
How could you bash the tax cuts if they won't even let them happen?
I know. People have attacked you and me and a few others of us. The political blow-up doesn't have any meaning if they didn't put the tax cuts in place. They needed supply-side help. They needed growth help.
We do too, Larry. We do too. Britain does. Europe does. The world does. But, you know, if they don't put them in, it's their problem, not yours and mine.
I know it's very amusing that we're being blamed for a political wave that stopped it from happening in the first place.
So, it is sort of, but that's par for the course. But, you know, Larry, if I can really be serious on here, the earth they are scorching is their earth too. And they don't have any idea how much damage they're killing themselves. Resentment is the poison these people take in the hopes of killing us. And it ain't going to happen.
Let me read from this. Laffer's contention that tax cuts for the wealthy can stimulate the economy and increase government revenues has been echoed by generations of Republican leaders, including most recently President Donald Trump, whom Laffer advised on tax cuts and became the administration's signature legislative achievement. Trump later awarded Laffer the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So walk us through that. You lower the top rate. That's what you're saying. Lower the top income tax
rate. That matters. Yep. Yeah. And it's the top rate that matters. And that's what the whole book does, is it focuses on the top income tax rate on the top 1% of income earners and then looks at what happens to the economy. And whenever they raise it, the economy slows down. Whenever they lower it, the economy booms up. And literally, year by year, I mean, it's amazing. Revenues are increased by lowering that tax rate historically, and revenues are reduced by raising that. It's just amazing, and Trump fit right into that package, Larry. He dropped the highest corporate tax rate from 35 to, 21? And if he did some others there on pass-throughs, he did say take the personal income tax rate down and a bunch of other stuff, 100% expensing and all this other cool stuff. and the revenues went way up afterwards. Now, everyone says they didn't, but if you look at the numbers, if you want to be fact-based, the revenues went way up in the 2 years following the president's tax cuts than they were in the 2 years prior to that, and even a faster growth rate than the prior period. So what do they want? Unemployment, poverty, all of that went way, way down.
Yeah, it's true. Poverty went down, unemployment went down, minority unemployment went down.
Yep, all that stuff. And you were right there. You were the guy who actually did the stuff. I just talk about it. But you actually did that stuff there. I mean, it is amazing how successful it was. And why they won't give you credit for it and the Trump credit for it is beyond me.
I think so the top tax rate is it's still 37%.
Yeah, it is.
They haven't changed
the tax rate there or the corporate tax
rate.
That's
right.
So they've done some meddling in the big Build Back Better baby bill to damage the tax system, but they didn't touch the rate.
Yeah, they put a 15% minimum tax in for
they did that,
stupid.
And they did some other stuff in there, making it more difficult. The regular stuff, but they didn't hit the rates.
The top tax rate should be lowered more. Originally, the Trump plan wanted to bring it down to 35. We got it down to 37. We wanted 35. I'd like to see it get back to 30. Reagan had it at 28, you remember?
I do. Yes, sir, I remember it well. And the battles I had at that time with all these other people were crazy, crazy tough.
But that
and
bill...
all the stuff they said would happen was just hogwash.
But the economy
prospered as never before, and the Democrats voted for it, Larry.
That's right.
The Democrats were on board as much as the Republicans.
No, that's what I was going to say. I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's right. It was bipartisan back in 1986.
Yep, it was wonderful. And we'll get back there again someday, Larry.
When?
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
I mean, I have no idea. I can't wait. Well,
can't wait either, but, it's the way the world does work, as Jude Winiski called it. And, our side ultimately wins because truth does out. Mm. But, boy, it takes a long time, and there are a lot of scars in the process.
Well, we're going to take back the House. We still have a shot at the Senate. Yeah, I am. I'm certain of it.
Okay, good. Well, if you do that, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Boy, it's way too close for me.
Mm, I agree. Didn't turn out as strong as we had hoped, but still, you're going to get the House. Herschel Walker's runoff is going to be the key. You still have a shot at that Senate seat.
No, are we going to get the Senate in Nevada?
Well, I think the answer is yes, but I honestly don't know. I don't. It's
See,
very close.
If we lose
close.
That, then we lose the Senate, even if Herschel
yes.
wins.
Yes, that is true.
And Laxalt is such a great guy.
He is. He's superb.
And I just hope he wins, but I have no idea. I think he's ahead right now by 1,000 votes or something.
Right.
But I don't know where the rest of the votes are coming from and whether he has a good shot or not.
His grandfather was a very close ally of Ronald Reagan's.
I remember Paul Laxalt well. I met him and spent a lot of time with him, Larry, back in the old Reagan days. And he was just a fine gentleman and always, always, always the steadfast friend of Ronald Reagan. Never wavered. I think he was Reagan's best friend in the political circles.
I did, too. I think that's exactly right. Art, what's your take on the economy right now? What are you thinking?
Well, I think we've got a period, a rough patch coming. I don't believe the Fed has conquered inflation, although these latest numbers were very favorable to Biden and the Fed. They are not definitive in any way, shape, or form. And, I think the balance sheet of the Fed's come down, which is a good sign. I think that the numbers that came in, especially in the CPI, were pretty good. Core numbers were down substantially. But those can bobble around a great deal, Larry. And we'll just have to see. Now, the wholesale price index numbers were not very good. They didn't show any improvement. But I don't think the Fed is doing it correctly. I think if they just let rates go, it would be much better. But we'll just have to wait and see. But I was very pleased with this month's report on inflation.
I
don't want inflation, even if my... If inflation proves my theory correct, I want my theory to be wrong. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Neither of us have ever been truly that kind of partisan. I mean, we want what's best for the country.
Exactly. And, always, Larry.
And that's the key. And if there's some good news out there, you have to be factually honest. I just think 7.7% CPI. It's down from 8.2 or whatever, but it ain't great.
No, it is not great. And, you know, if you look at the month to month, though, you find it's in a low patch right now. Remember I talked with you on this about 4 months ago, and I said, you know, these new numbers coming in are going to be awfully low, but the ones dropping off are very low as well. Well, this is the first month where the number dropping off was quite high. And so that's why the number dropped from, what, 8.2 to 7.7 or something like that.
Right.
And that's because of the number that was dropped off 12 months ago. This month's number was higher than that. But, you know, there is a trend that's down there the last 4 or 5 months. And let's hope it continues.
You think we can avoid recession?
I think we've already had one.
Right.
I mean, two quarters were negative. They should have been very positive. Mm-hmm. They were negative. This quarter so far is okay, but it should be much higher than it is to catch up to the pre-pandemic levels. And we'll see. None of the policies I see coming in are good in the sense of making me feel good about the economy. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe the Supreme Court and maybe the courts in general are going to block Biden's giveaway of student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think there may be some other stuff coming in there as well from the Supreme Court. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we don't have a severe downturn. I'm very hopeful we don't, but I'm worried that we will.
You know, Bob Heller, who was a Reagan Fed appointee years ago, but he's still doing very well. He's seeing a double dip. He thinks that you get the first half of the year that you just mentioned, that decline. The second half of the year, you'll have a positive. But we go into next year where the full brunt of the Fed tightening and maybe the tax hikes as well, you might get a recession. Could be double dip.
Oh, you sure it could. And that's exactly what happened, if you'll remember, before Reagan. When Reagan was coming into office, there was a big dip down.
Mm-hmm.
Then it popped up when he won the election. Mm. And then it dipped down again, the GDP. So, you know, those double dips do happen. And this is the perfect type of environment for that to happen. Mm. And, you know, he's a good guy. He's a smart man. And he's very experienced, and I wouldn't reject his forecast out of hand at all.
No, it's an interesting hypothesis. Well, anyway, Art, the Washington Post didn't lay a hand on you. Just wanted to establish
that. Thank you. I was flattered, Larry, that they wanted to do a profile of me. They said, you've been around for 50 years, and everyone tells us you're wrong all the time. And why are you still so important after 50 years? And,
I know.
Maybe there is something to this stuff that you're – That you're selling.
When I get those attacks, my first response is, well, gosh, didn't know you cared.
Yeah, that's right. But it was fun, and it was the Washington Post, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of our publication group. And I was quite pleased with the article and flattered that they wanted to do it.
Absolutely. Anyway, folks, it's the great Art Laffer. Presidential Medal recipient. That's a very big deal. All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you,
this
Larry.
Morning.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care.
All right, folks, we'll take a quick break, and then Rich Lowry, the editor of the National Review, is going to come on. He's very tough on my former boss, Donald Trump, but Rich is a dear friend, and we're going to talk about the whole story. Please stay right here. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show